Hello, and welcome back to The Ruben Show, the Ruben podcast, brought to you by Anne. The Ruben Show, The Ruben podcast, The Ruben Experience, The Ruben Podisodal, weekly sit down and chat. Goodness, I like changing it up for you. Thank you so much for allowing me to join you on this journey of life. Let me know what you're doing. Tweet me, Facebook me, Instagram me, all of that fun, amazing stuff. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week as well. It really, really does mean a lot. Thank you. So, acting. What is acting anyway? It is using yourself as a vessel for all kinds of stories, all kinds of personas, all kinds of spirits. Acting is definitely a spiritual experience. Yes, yes it is. You get to transform lives from all kinds of history, all kinds of people's imagination. You're often a paintbrush for someone's writing, for someone's costumery, for someone's direction. And the honesty is the greatest feeling, I think, in the world. However, to what extent can you fill a blank canvas? Is one truly supposed to rinse oneself of their personality, their tastes, their hopes and dreams for the sake of what is essentially a job, but can also transform society? Oftentimes, we are told to brand ourselves as actors, especially if you work in film. Depends which kind of film, but, you know, horses for courses and all those kind of things. That's none of the other day, you're proud of me. And especially in theatre, they truly like you to be somewhat more of a blank canvas. Unless you do the cha-cha slide on TV and then, well, then again, blank canvas, he is, so, hey, all that kind of thing. But sometimes you have to ask yourself, to what extent do you want to be rounded off? Rinse dry for the sake of someone else, anything else. And as a creative person, do you capitalize on your unique differences, or do you lose a little here, lose a little there, so that you might have a fair chance in the audition room? Britishness is arguably more diverse. That's a lie. Britishness. Then again, define diversity. I mean, there's a sense of being Scouse, being London, being Midlands. Yet and still, when I look to my left and look to my right, honestly, I see reflections of each other rather than reflections of themselves. I mean, take the British Empire, for instance. In what they did is they went to other countries, which I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my British curry, as well as my Yorkshire tea. I truly am. However, in American forms of media, differences come alive. It's magnitudinal. It's electric. And in British cinema, it seems like I see constant versions of each other. Which I'm not too sure how to feel about, to be honest. As, hey, I've got to start somewhere. And I was born here for a reason, right? But personally, I think that I'm too fresh in the game of life to not have any sense of individualism. Truly. And hand to God, to Allah, to the flying spaghetti monster, to that guitar sitting on the floor over there. I would sooner be hit by the heaviest train than to purposefully rinse myself of all that makes Ruben Ruben, than to the only agenda that I have to serve is my own in this game of life. Of course I'm an actor, of course I'm not a control freak, of course I want to work with different directors, different cinematographers, different screenwriters, different everything. Yet and still, when we live in a world where creativity is sometimes a dirty word to a lot of people, I can't help but think, which way do I need to go in order to be happy and successful? Have you noticed that every dress is different, yet every suit somewhat looks the same? Like, all we have is, at the most, is like different colours, but then again, I've never seen a line of 10 people in a suit. 10 people are sharing one suit, goodness. I've never seen a line of people wearing suits and thought, oh wow, they all look so different and unique. Yet you see one person in the same, having even the same colour as you in prom, then you're gonna be like, hey yo, I got here first, you need to change. It's a shame that the more self-serving you become, it's almost the less useful you seem to others. But me, I don't want to rape, kill, or pillage any entity, place, or being. Yet and still, I love guitar. I love skateboarding. I love adventure. I love all of those things. And you see them. You see the most selfish, toxic people being applauded by society when they reach wherever they need to reach. Yet in the interim, when you're saying, hey, I could be one of them too, then for some reason people are like, oh no, that's not for us. And they try to shame you, beat you down, give you funny looks. But you know what? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Say what you want, do what you want. Look at me how you want. I'm still living this life. And also, I was not born to be anybody's housewife. And yes, that is coming out of a male presenting person's mouth. If that triggers you or offends you in any kind of way, then I'm probably talking about you. Women, feminism is about choice. No one's arguing with that. Yet for some reason, people see you as less than female for saying, you know what, of all this choice I have in the world, all I want to do is stay home, make a great home, maybe raise children, etc. Yet for some reason, when you reflect that premise on the wider society, everyone thinks that you're doing the normal thing. Think about it. Of all the things that we have in the world to do as human beings, we in ourselves, I'm not talking about me personally here, let it be clear. However, I'm human too, but we as humans find greater value in denying ourselves of all these choices so that we have a luxurious cave to walk back to after a long, hard day of doing nothing. I am too young to be anybody's housewife, for myself, for a partner, for society. I want to go out and get things. I want to add to myself, add to my personality, add to my likes, my dislikes, my hobbies, and my interests. That's what I want to do. Yes, you can do that in your own home as well, but why would I sit home and wait for opportunity to come to my doorstep like a housewife? Why would I sit there and think, oh no, don't worry, there's time. Someone else will bring something to me to enjoy like a housewife. And throughout all my life, for all the things which I say, no one's ever called me a liar. I've yet to meet, well, maybe there's been one or two in the grand scheme of the millions, but I've yet to meet any person in particular who's like, no, 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 no. You know what I mean? Goodness, I feel like I present myself as a know-it-all because sometimes you have to just to save off people from calling you stupid. Yet and still, there's a general sense of shared knowledge and a general sense of, oh, but we didn't talk about that in public. We didn't talk about that out loud. Ugh. Gosh. I refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe. Simple. I refuse to believe. Let me go out and get the knowledge for myself. So many people, this one person in particular, said to me not too long ago, oh, you're not normal. And I was like to him, well, you are. How does that make you feel? When you're in a casting room, do you want to be compared to reflections of yourself or be compared to what you can bring to the table at that particular time? How dare you think for one moment that I want to be just like everyone else for the sake of what? Because, baby, you can see it with your own eyes. Those who say truth to themselves get rewarded. And it's a long game. It truly is. But even after a short while, people will be like, okay, so how are you different? Yeah, you're here, but what makes you, you? So why not be like that from jump? Just because I'm a guest in your house, a guest in your workplace, or a guest in your school, does not mean that I don't deserve the right to be an individual. If you think otherwise, then find someone else. Honestly and truly. It's not as disappointing as it is disgusting to think that people look at me and think like, oh, he's this. No, I'm so much more than what you see on the surface. So much more what you see on the surface. So much more than what you see on the surface. Just because you bit into all these other apples on the tree and they were hollow. Okay, now maybe I'm giving you a little team too much. I truly am. But only two things can allow you to be pushed out of society. Maybe three things. A, being homeless. B, being rich beyond compare. And C, maybe education. My brain in particular is always learning. I'm always seeing the minute details and bringing more to this canvas I have of my life. Please don't get me wrong. Life is meant to be enjoyed. You're supposed to be able to have friends, family, colleagues, co-workers, pets, all those kinds of things. You're supposed to have a very, very full life. You really are. And honestly speaking, yes, I will agree with anyone if they say people over things. Yet and still, why should you limit the amount of things that you want to have for the sake of other people? So many things in this world, in society, in any community that I've ever tried to be a part of, are poison. And it takes a crazy long time to suck out all the vile anti-nutrients just to feel normal again. But me, I'm not really a fan of poverty tourism. Like, I'm not. Step with me, I say to everyone around me. Or, hey, I guess when I'm invited to parties, and you have to show your Oscar on the door. I guess that's the time to make new friends. Life might not be a race, but it might be a competition. And those who stay true to themselves the most and the longest, don't we all see them as taking first prize? Or is that just me? Let me know what you think. So with all that being said, let's do a plug for real, for real. RGTV has been an amazing platform for me, not only to find other creative people, but also share my own creativity. I think at this point I need to say that I'm not sponsored by IGTV, nor Instagram, nor Facebook, nor the internet, or all those kind of things. Like, this is not a hashtag ad, but I'm going to share more of myself, I think. You know, really show people that I am an individual. And I guess after being such an individual, you'll find other individuals and then you'll get a great sense of community, right? So, I'm doing lots of poetry and lots of monologues on my IGTV. I've always been a fan of poetry. I have a poetry photo book which I've yet to publish. Goodness me, that sounded so damn pretentious even from me. But yeah, I love poetry. I think it's amazing. It ignites the soul. It truly does, like nothing else. And I'm going to be doing some poetry slams and monologue slams and poetry competitions and all that crazy fun stuff. So I think, heck, you live once. Why not? Plus, if I'm in an audition, then who's going to get the gig over me being well endowed with monologues and the like? You know? Sometimes I think, should I still go to drama school or get an MFA or something? But it's like, by and large, I mean, once you're in, you're in. But some training is useful, yeah. But hey, if you're a creative person and you want to talk about all things artistic, I guess. Gosh, this podcast is still very, very new for me. To even talk to another person about anything other than like pop music is maybe a step in itself. But yeah, I'm going to be releasing some dates where I'm going to be doing monologue slams and those kind of things. If you want to meet and chat and take selfies and stuff, then that'd be cool too. So yeah, thank you so much for joining me, for allowing me to join you on this podisode of the Ruben Show, the Ruben Podcast, the Ruben Experience. And follow me at Ruben Witter on all social platforms, including Instagram, Facebook, and IGTV. Thank you so much, and tune in next time. Mwah.